Night traffic. That December night, she raced down the unlit path to the frost-covered gate, shouting to him to hop across, to duck and dive in the traffic, and he called back that he ran the risk of being flattened by cars, by the black stream flowing between them. But the rush hour and the dark and the shouting and the wind and rain were not enough to run him with his two bags into the next parish, and he landed in the yellow hallway in the bright kitchen, brushing sleet from his jacket and dust from a bottle and words into the oak of the table. Into the candle flame went talk of Mexico City and the high wire circus of Budapest and the German outposts of Transylvania and the lure of pepper, chili, paprika, and three bottles of French wine and the touch of his hands. Stepping from the taxi now, she looks across at the icy gate, at the blacked-out eyes of the houses beyond, glimpses a flickering presence, peering too, pondering the plunge into nighttime traffic.